We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. First item of business this morning here, 26 degrees, fog and mist. And let's bring in Jad Chambers real quick. The quick look at the traffic, Jad, at the start of the news here.
Yeah.
Because it's getting kind of nasty out there real quick.
Just about 30 minutes ago is when it really started to go crazy on the roadways. We've got one accident, then another, then another, then another. We've got a dozen or so accidents running right now. Basically, people started getting up and getting out into the roadways and getting off the highways and immediately sliding right off of them.
The elevated roadway is the worst, though, right?
The bridges, overpasses, elevated roadways right now. We've got at least two accidents on Kellogg near the Central Business District. Reports of five or more traffic accidents on I-235 in the Meridian area there in northwest Wichita. Yeah, just lots and lots of accidents this morning. Roadways are slippery. Might be a good idea to stay off of them if you could.
But slow it down for at least.
Definitely slow down.
All right. President Trump continues his push for a border wall.
Addressing the Farm Bureau's annual convention in Louisiana, President Trump indicated he's not backing down from his demand from Congress for a southern border wall.
We can have all the sensors in the world, but if you don't have a strong steel or concrete barrier, there's no way you're going to stop these people from rushing.
No new negotiations with congressional leaders are on the White House schedule. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, in a tweet directed at the president, writing, "If you want to help farmers, reopen the government." Traveling with the president in New Orleans, John Decker, Fox News.
A man who was shot last week by Wichita police officers has died.
Wichita police said Monday that 29-year-old Jeffrey Morris of Wichita died from his injuries Saturday. Police say Morris was shot Thursday when officers attempted to arrest him on an outstanding warrant. Police say Morris intentionally backed into a car, then drove forward, causing officers to fear they could be run over or seriously injured. Officers fired and struck Morris several times. Police say they tried several times before Thursday to talk to Morris into surrendering peacefully. The two officers involved in the shooting are a 13-year veteran and a 5-year veteran. Both have been placed on administrative leave, which is standard in officer-involved shootings. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Laura Kelly's top priorities as Kansas' new governor stem from her work as a state lawmaker and a decade as one of the legislature's key players on budget issues. Kelly has an agenda that includes boosting spending on public schools and expanding the state's Medicaid health coverage for the needy. After taking the oath of office Monday in Topeka, the 68-year-old Kelly told the crowd gathered on the Capitol steps, "We must seek to lift up all Kansans.
Regardless of whether they look like us, think like us, worship like us, love like us, or vote like us."
Soon after Kelly became the state's 48th governor, the House and Senate gaveled in to begin the 2019 session. At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will look at rescinding a 10-year tax abatement for Fiber Dynamics. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News the company created jobs, but did not satisfy, not enough to satisfy their promise to the city.
We're one of the very few cities in the United States where when we offer incentives, they come with pretty strict guidelines. And if you don't meet our guidelines, we ask for our money back.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve at 10 in the Morning show here on KNSS. And the city council will consider adding bike lanes to a busy street in southeast Wichita when it meets today.
For several years, the council has been adding bike lanes to some thoroughfares around town to make the air capital more bike-friendly. The latest plan is to add bike lanes on Mount Vernon between Oliver and Woodlawn in southeast Wichita. Last October, the council approved $375,000 in funding for the project. Now the council will consider adding another $100,000. The meeting is underway at 9 o'clock at City Hall and is open to the public. Gordon Basham, KNSS News.
The president is fighting back after reports that the FBI has investigated the possibility that he may be working for Russia.
Mr. Trump denying two newspaper reports, one saying the FBI opened an investigation to see if the president had been influenced by Russian interests, and the other saying he'd tried to conceal details of a conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The president taking to Twitter saying, quote, "The fake news gets crazier and more dishonest every single day. Amazing to watch certain people covering me and the tremendous success of this administration have truly gone mad. Their fake reporting creates anger and disunity." The White House going to great lengths to defend the president, stating how many of his accomplishments did not work in Russia's best interest. House Democrats are talking now about issuing subpoenas for the parties involved to testify about the president's actions. At the White House, Doug McElwain, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:05, 5 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS Sporting News now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And we have traffic accidents happening on the Wichita highways this morning. Lots and lots of them. We've got reports of five separate traffic accidents in northwest Wichita on I-235 right around the Meridian area. We've got at least two different traffic accidents on Kellogg eastbound right around the Central Business District, and another one over by the Washington exit. So lots of traffic accidents this morning. People are driving around on the highways and sliding right off of them. Reports of slide-offs on I-235 as well. Just be very, very careful and take it very slow this morning.
Hey, they're shutting down eastbound lanes of Kellogg at the downtown flyover. There's at least six or seven cars that have rammed into the wall.
Yeah.
It's real slick in the flyover.
Real slippery this morning on any elevated roadways or bridges.
Hey. Keep it right here. We're going to keep you posted throughout the morning. Take a look at that forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A dense fog advisory goes into effect across Wichita early on. That may give us a few slick spots on the roadway. Then partly cloudy by this afternoon with a high 48. Cloudy, again, freezing fog likely overnight, our low 31, and some light freezing drizzle early tomorrow. Wednesday, colder with a high near 40. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, fog and mist, 24 degrees, south wind at 6 miles per hour. So there you see the temperature is cool enough now that it's creating some freezing and some slick spots on those overpasses. All right, 6:13 now, Steve and Ted. Today is Tuesday, January 15th, 2019, on this date in 1929, civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. was born in Atlanta. Of course, the federal holiday will be next Monday. A lot of people taking a three-day weekend. A lot of offices and government offices closed down next Monday. A mostly cloudy day across much of Kansas Monday. High temperature in Wichita was 38 degrees, normal high 42. On this date in 1932, Los Angeles received their greatest snowfall on record. When how much accumulated at the Civic Center in L.A. in 1932, Ted? What was their greatest snowfall ever in
L.A.? Biggest snowfall ever in L.A.? I'll say 5 2 inches. That's it?
Yeah. Oh. It don't snow in Southern California. Not very often, anyway. Mexicans, this is a bizarre story out of Mexico today. Mexicans are expressing concern over a video showing hundreds, looting cattle from a stalled truck and slaughtering some of the cows on the side of a highway with machetes. Truck stopped over the weekend when it got into an accident in the Gulf state of Veracruz. State prosecutor Jorge Winkler says throngs of local residents started releasing the cattle, lassoing them, and leading them away. Said some people took the cattle, some cut them up. Winkler says nobody has been arrested and adds that cattle industry associations are worried such incidents could be repeated. Animal rights activists were horrified by the scenes of primitive slaughter and terrified cattle. Mexico has increasingly been hit by such mass crimes, with whole neighborhoods looting stalled trains. A train stalls, so the whole neighborhood goes out. You hear it?
Well, you know how people behave. If it's not nailed down or locked up, people will take it, no matter
it's
what
true.
It is.
It's true, but, you know, it just seems like If these kinds of things are happening, what are the problems in Mexico? They must go a lot deeper than just a few drug cartels, you know, that are murdering each other now and then. There could be some deep, deep mental, psychological, economic problems in that city, that state, that country. Wow. That is frightening. It does I hate, you know, I hate to add any grist to the mill or one way or the other on the wall, but good gravy. It's like something's going real bad down there. We need to keep everything out. I don't know. That's a pretty narrow, short-sighted view of it. I know. But golly, taking cattle out of trucks on the roadside and slaughtering them right there. Wow. This is one of the – Jad thought this was a very interesting story, and it is. This is in Texas. Police in northern Texas say a woman was banned from a local Walmart after she spent hours driving an electric shopping cart around the store's parking lot while drinking wine from a Pringles can.
Well, how many stereotypes can we fit in this one? Okay.
Officers responded to a report of a suspicious person early Friday at a Walmart in Wichita Falls. Police spokesman says the woman had been tooling around the parking lot in the electric cart for about 3 hours.
A little joyride.
Police eventually tracked the woman to a nearby restaurant. She wasn't arrested but was told not to return to the store. I would be curious to know what she said. Why were you doing this? Why were you driving around a parking lot for 3 hours?
Well, she was lit.
It must have been just completely
bombed. I think
that
has something to do with it.
Just bombed. I'm going to mention a name today that a lot of people in this town know, the name of Sally Dewey. Lifelong Wichitan, died Saturday the 12th. Graduate of East High, Wichita State University. Member of the Wichita City Council. Served 8 years as Director of Operation Holiday for Interfaith Ministries. Past President of the Women's Symphony Association. Instrumental in creating the Young People's Concert Program. Extremely active with the Methodist Church, serving as a choir director for many years. And Ted, if you look at the obituary in today's Wichita Eagle, the list of civic activities is huge. This woman did a lot. I mean, she was involved in civic activities all of her life. Wow. A terrific public servant.
Well,
a terrific citizen.
Every town needs somebody like that.
Sally
needs
Dewey.
Needs a lot of people like that.
Yeah. A celebration of life is going to be held 10 a.m. Friday at First United Methodist Church. That's at 330 North Broadway, right there downtown. But, yeah. I met Sally Dewey. Her husband was a judge, and they lived in a house right over there on North Waco that was an old historic house, and then they left, and it's kind of gone to shambles after that. But Sally Dewey, a well-known person. I know any of our city administrators and counselors listening this morning, I know they know her. I can't believe the activity she was involved in. She must have had a lot of energy. Sally Dewey passing away last Saturday. 6:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. I know KU was playing basketball last night, right, Ted?
Yeah, the Jayhawks in a close win with Texas. Seventh-ranked KU hosting the Longhorns in Lawrence last night. And this thing would go right down to the final ticks. You heard the game last night. It was on Sports Radio KFH.
Here's Vic for three. He got it! Legero Vic with the dagger with 90 seconds to play.
Senior Legero Vic with a huge three late in the game. He had 21 points. Sophomore Marcus Garrett with a career-high 20 points. Jayhawks hold on to beat Texas 80-78. Jayhawks love playing on ESPN Big Monday. They've won 31 times in a row on ESPN Big Monday in Lawrence.
Wow.
Jayhawks are now 15-2 on the season as they get the win. Here's KU head coach Bill Self.
And they shot the ball ridiculously well, especially down the stretch. But we hung in there. I mean, hung in there, had every reason to panic and lose our poise, and that's about as well as we've executed at game point against the zone in a long time. So that was good to see.
Jayhawks beat Texas for the 10th time in a row. They'll talk about that tonight on KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self. 6 o'clock tonight, it's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The new polls coming out yesterday. Kansas staying steady at 7th in the Associated Press poll, moving up one spot to 8th in the coaches poll. Kansas State getting votes in both polls. K-State among the top 33 teams in the nation in both. Women's basketball action tonight. Wichita State is on the road, heading down to Dallas to visit SMU. Both teams are still looking for their first conference win of the season. The Shockers have only lost once ever at SMU, and that was 30 years ago. Shocks have had success in Dallas against the Mustangs. Steve Strain will have the call at 6:45 this evening, and that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. JUCO basketball last night. The Hutchinson Community College men, ranked number 12 in the nation, win on the road in Goodland, beat Northwest Kansas Tech 85-78. as the Hutchinson men are now 15-2 on the season. The Hutchinson women are ranked number 4 in the nation. They beat Tech 107-51. The Hutchinson women are 17-0 on the season and ranked number 4, like we said.
Wow.
And speaking of Hutchinson, the Hutchinson men, Hutchinson head coach Steve Eck is going to be inducted into the National JUCO Basketball Coaches Association Hall of Fame.
Rightfully so.
Definitely so. The Haven, Kansas native, Steve Eck, 597 career JUCO wins and 2 national titles. 1 at Hutchinson, 1 at Redlands. He also coached at Butler and Cowley. And if you add in his coaching wins at Jardine
South
Middle School in Wichita South, he's got 900-plus career coaching wins.
That guy must know something. What do you think?
And he'll, even better, he'll be inducted into the Hall of Fame at the National JUCO Tournament, which is right there in Hutchinson on his home court.
How about that?
Yeah, congratulations to Steve Eck. Great coach. And he'll be inducted into the National JUCO Basketball Coach Association Hall of Fame. And a happy birthday today to former Wichita Thunder hockey player Ron Handy. Is 56 today, played in the National Hockey League, and he was on both Wichita Thunder back-to-back championship teams in 94 and 95. One of the great players to stop through here on the hockey circuit, Ron Handy, former Thunder player, 56 today at Sports with Stephen Ted.
621, Stephen Ted. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Todd's he's a little upset with CNN and some reporting they're doing there.
Okay.
Tell us all about that.
Traffic,
a lot of traffic to tell you about. Weather coming up. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.